Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
City gonna win this one. The move to 7 W's on the season. Final whistle does confirm it. They're booing, we're cheering. Final score, St. Louis City 3, San Jose 1.
Well, City SC, they got a win, and they've only got a couple more games left to go. They've got this one home game here. It's happening Saturday at City Park, well, at Energizer Park. And then they will play in Austin October 4th, and the season comes to an end. But in the meantime, the final KMOX soccer showcase happens tonight at Hot Shots in Fenton from 6 until 8 o'clock. We already talked to Matt Pauly about that. It's open to the public, so KMOX soccer showcase in Fenton at the Hot Shots. Tomas Ostrock's going to be there, and so is Jen Cease, who joins us now on KMOX. Jen, what's up?
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing okay. How do you feel about the end of the soccer season rolling up on us?
You know, soccer is a long season, many, many weeks. It's, you think 34 games, that can't be too many, but it is stretched out over a long period of time. So it's kind of simultaneously feels like it just got started, and you can't believe it's almost there, but it has been a long one.
Well, Jen, I know it wasn't the season City wanted, just like for the St. Louis Cardinals. It wasn't the season we wanted, and so we're looking ahead, excited for Heim Bloom and a new direction. What about for City SC? What is the trajectory right now as this season about to come to a close? And
right,
how much could it change in the offseason?
That's a really great question. I mean, if you got three games left, so that's 9 points to grab. They are coming off with some momentum. So it's, you know, at this point, it's how do you want to finish your season? You're not going to get to the playoffs, but how do you want to finish your season to set yourself for the next year? Now, the off season is short for soccer. It's not as long as you might think it is, about a month and a half by the time these guys are gone and come back. But there's a lot to do. I think it's 19 or 20 players have contracts that either are expiring or need to have some kind of renegotiation. So there's a lot to do with that to set them up for success. And, oh, as we all know, we need to finally, you know, finalize that decision on a head coach. Will it be David Critchley? And we need a sporting director. So there's a lot of loose ends for City to tie up as we approach these last three games of the season and getting ready for 2026.
So the league is such that it's not unusual to have a pretty quick turnaround. How quickly can this team do it, especially considering, you know, ownership basically promised a playoff season going into this past season?
Yeah, they did. Now, if you look at it, you can, I would say Nashville SC is the best example that we can look at of a team who I think was, you know, 11th or 12th in their Eastern Conference last year, didn't have a very good run, and now they're up towards the top. They've changed everything. They changed coach. They changed playing style. They brought in players that fit. They spent money. And you look at it, it was a little bit, a little bit more time on their hands than what City has now. But I think there's definitely enough time to go back to the roots of who City wants to be, how we want to play. Do we have the coach that will do that? Do we have the players that he or she could use to make that happen? And then do we have a sporting director that's going to make all those loose ends come together and really have what Marcel Hartl talked with Tom Timmerman on for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Mm-hmm. Timmerman wrote a great article on it. And Marcel himself said, you know, what are the one things you need to happen to make that happen? He said, don't change coaches. Don't change the staff. We need some consistency to put those people in place and then stick with them for the time while you rebuild and redefine yourself as a club.
Yeah, Jen, I am glad you brought that up because I read that this morning and it seemed like a surprising statement to hear from a player. Maybe it's not, but I mean, you're in this, you know, a little bit of tumult within the organization, and you have a player saying, hey, we need to keep our coach. Were you surprised by that statement? Were you not surprised?
Given that Marcel is German and the Germans are very direct, I'm not really surprised that Cello would say something like that. They're just very direct in how they speak. Lutz Spanischiel was that way as well when he was off and on Sunday mornings with Tom Ackerman. So I'm not surprised at the directness, but you can feel it within the club. You can feel it with the fact that, you know, guys, we're third season, four coaches, if you include all the interims. The starting coach to Hack being interim, then we get Olaf Melberg, and now we're on another interim. That's a lot of change. The change of Lutz Spanischiel, of course, is just like another kind of nail in the coffin, so to speak, for the players. So, yeah, I think, you know, the players to know that who's our guy, who's our person, who's that going to be, and let's stick with this even through the rough times. I'm not surprised at all that they want some consistency if they're going to be here longer.
Talking to Jen Cease, City SC broadcaster on Y98, the KMOX soccer showcases tonight. You know, you mentioned in talking about the next head coach, whoever it happens to be, if it's Critchley, it could be somebody else. You also said whoever he or she may be. And I know that there is at least...
You never know.
Well, I'm asking this. I know there's at least one... there's a female head coach in one of the academies. So the lower age group in the MLS lower age group. And I want to say it's San Jose, and with an all-female ownership group that started City SC, do you think that they would be interested in going down that path someday? Because it would be a first.
Yeah, I think that they would. I think City does like to be first in a lot of things. We have actually Megan McCormick is with the Academy for St. Louis City, and she is brilliant. She's a brilliant coach. She's just brilliant in the way she thinks. And as more and more the women's side of the game gains traction, and we start to have girls who become coaches, who become women who are coaches at high levels, you start to see those things injected. I think we've seen it in hockey as well, where you're starting to see women break into those roles. I think knowing City's identity and that they like to be kind of those groundbreaking moves, I can see the club going there if you have somebody who's, of course, qualified like they do in the academy level for City. And I would be here for it one day, guys.
Yeah.
Well, you know, looking at the different professional leagues, the Seattle Kraken hired Jessica Campbell as an assistant coach.
Right.
She's behind the bench. That's mm-hmm. the first female assistant coach in the National Hockey League. And each league has its own environment, has its own challenges, has its own vibe. How do you think MLS ranks and would be receptive to a female coach?
Oh, that's a great question. I think the push on the women's side of the game has become so much so that it's an undeniable force. So it's a matter of what you want to do with that energy. Do you want to fight it or do you want to ride the wave? I think it's a smarter business maneuver for a club, for a league to ride the wave. It's coming. So it's Emma Hayes for the U.S. Women's National Team is just a groundbreaking coach in the way she thinks and the way she has changed the way the U.S. women approach that game. And she's very outspoken about the fact of, Why do you keep asking me questions about the women's game, and why do you want me to model the men's game? It's different. The way she thinks is different. So I think that in the MLS, will there be people who are surprised and opposing and disbelieving? Yeah, it's probably the same people who asked Megan McCormick with the Academy when she got there of, do you think you can handle these boys? Do you think they'll respect you? And it's like, yeah, if I can do the job, I don't think there will be any problem. It's usually just a few people who kind of have that issue. So it's inevitable. It's a matter of, does the league want to do it reactionary or do you want to do it and be on the front part of that wave? I would prefer the latter.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, the NBA did it a long time ago. San Antonio, the Spurs, hired a female assistant who was on the bench. And the Giants did it 5 or 6 years ago. And then I want to say the Phillies, not on the big league bench, but in the minor league system, they had a female coach. So I mean, my question about the players, and I know you can't answer for every player in MLS, but generally speaking, do you think that's a crowd, the MLS crowd players I'm talking about, who would be receptive to that, or would it take some time for them to get used to it?
I think it'll take some time for some of them. Like you said, it depends on the profile. If you look back to when Torrey Pensa came in as the first time City had a women's head referee, a head referee that was a woman. She's just a little thing, too. She's shorter than me. She manages the game. She lets the guys play. And I believe it was Houston that we played, and Houston had a problem with it. Houston, there was a problem, and they had a problem with testing her in a way that they necessarily wouldn't test a male head referee, and she handled it beautifully. I think it's just, again, a matter of time. You're going to have those that are let's say aging out of the system, so to speak, that are going to have issues with that. Some of it's cultural. Soccer is very, very culturally diverse. So you're going to sometimes have the culture, but it's if you want to play, get on board.
That's such a great point about the cultural diversity of soccer. We see that in the NHL as well, right? You have like the Nordic countries, you have Russia, you have Canada, you have the U.S. So there are some different, probably different levels of acceptance. But I like what you said a few minutes ago about how a lot of times it really is the majority are cool with it, but there are some loud people who aren't. When I covered the Stanley Cup final with the Blues in 2019, and so you bring in the NBC crew, and AJ Melezko is a Olympic gold medal winner in women's ice hockey at the 1998 Winter Olympics. She knows the game, and so she's doing her pre-game prep because she's a broadcaster, just one of the best, such a great broadcaster. But when she was in the locker room before the game, all the players, Jen, were like asking her questions. I didn't see anybody being weird. People were like, there were like two guys like waiting to just talk to her about her experience, her thoughts, what she thought about this new development in the game. And it was so casual and it was so not a big deal that I thought it was very cool and was a testament to her wisdom and experience, but also the way the players, I think a lot of the players were totally cool with it.
Yeah, I found that. Now, granted, I've only coached on the youth levels, but I've coached boys and girls, and I never, maybe just one time, I had to beat all the boys in a 1v1 so they would listen to me, which I did. I was 24, so I was much more, I was able to do that. But like once there's the credibility is established, there's really no issue after that. And I find that I think the noise tends to come from outside more than it's coming from inside the house. That more times than not, if you have credibility, you sound like you know what you're talking about, you prove you know what you're talking about, and you take a vested interest in your players, which I think is very, very strong suit for women, that the players will jump on board and they will do what it takes to win. And if that means working with you and you're on their side, they're going to work for you as well.
Jen Cease, City SC broadcaster on Y98, part of the KMOX Soccer Showcase, the final one of the season tonight at Hot Shots in Fenton. It's from 6 until 8 o'clock. Thomas Ostrock's going to be there tonight.
Yeah, he's going to be great. He's a little soft-spoken and shy, but he's tremendous, and he works so hard, and what a journey he's had. So I hope a lot of people – I grew up in Fenton. We consider ourselves a soccer part of town, that a lot of people come out, show up, and then you don't have to cook dinner, everybody. Get some dinner, get a beverage, get an autograph.
You got any prizes?
Go with soccer practice, go home.
Any prizes to give
away?
Yeah,
there's going to be the – I don't know the specifics of this one, but like the last one, we had three hats that were, you could see they were freshly signed by Roman Berkey,
nice.
Cedric Toyshirt, and Marcel Hartl. So there's always great merch to raffle off. So definitely come. Yeah. And it's always a great time too. The players take really good amount of time with the fans, especially the kids, and get the selfies and talk to them. It's a lot of fun.
6 to 8 p.m. at the Hot Shots in Fenton. You don't want to miss it. And Jen, I have to ask you, because you have wisdom outside of the game, outside of sports, you're also my mom's favorite. She loves when you share your life wisdom. Why do...
Oh, your mom's my favorite now.
She's like, Jen is so good. Why do old men make old man noises all the time? I don't feel like women, they don't make old man noises. Why do old men make old man noises?
That's a great question, because now I'm gonna head to a conference for a press conference room with some old gentlemen, and I'm not gonna be able to hear that. Thank you.
Wait.
But there's a lot of throat clearing, a lot of grunting. I don't know. What is that?
Crunch? Ron, show the teeth sucking.
Oh, the
ew, yuck.
I don't know.
Get a toothpick.
That's why. Yeah.
Right?
I've seen guys suck on the toothpick.
Oh, it's the worst.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
My mom has always told my dad, you're not allowed to make old man noises. She'll stop him right in the middle of it.
Let me just tell you, I know.
Oh, God.
I know a broadcaster of a professional sport who would do it sort of like on the air.
Oh.
And not here in St. Louis. Oh. He's not a local, but would, you know, in the middle of a game, he would just... You'd hear it
right
in the microphone.
I don't even want to hear you take a drink of water on the microphone, please. No. Ew.
Yeah. One time, I told Amy this story. One time I did a show with Dustin Byfuglien, NHL.
Yeah, yeah.
Big guy.
Yep.
And
looks like Byfuglien.
Byfuglien.
Yeah.
That's right. And we were at a bar doing the show, and he ordered chicken wings, and they showed up while we were in the middle of a segment. He just started eating them.
Oh, my
right
gosh.
Right in the middle of the segment. So he's chewing and he's talking. And now, I didn't know him that well, so I couldn't tell him, like, hey, man, don't do that. And his girlfriend texted him and said, hey, I can hear you chewing. Stop it.
God, it was really thank gross. You. Thank you, girlfriend.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
I will forgive. I forgive the players when they come off and we do our player profile. We usually do them on Tuesdays. We interview them. And those poor guys are like sweaty. They're dripping. Like they shake my hand and I'm like, ew. And I wipe my hand on my pants. So I will forgive that, because they're coming off there. Many times, you know, allergies in St. Louis, they're like, you know, as they're talking, they're sniffing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so I edit that stuff out. You're all welcome. So we don't have to hear that.
Thank you so much, Jen, for everything you do.
You're the best.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Jen Cease will be at the KMOX Soccer Showcase, Hot Shots in Fenton, last one of the season, 6 until 8 o'clock tonight. Midfielder Thomas Ostrock is going to be there. So you will want to show up at the Hot Shots in Fenton. It's Chris and Amy's show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.